Tonight, I'm especially pleased to bring you a reading by an esteemed poet, a scholar, and a gentleman, Carl Dennis. First, as usual, though, a couple of announcements. This Friday, it's February 9th, we're co-sponsoring with the College of Humanities and the Department of English, a reading by an exciting new novelist, Lois Ann Yamanaka. She's on tour with her new book and coming to Tucson from her home in Honolulu. The reading is at 8 p.m. in the AME auditorium across the street here. Also, this weekend is a reading by Eileen Miles, sponsored by POG, and that's Saturday night, February 10th, at Antigone Books. Once again, let me remind you of the Tucson Poetry Festival, which is coming up in April, on the theme of poetry and food. Festival folks have a table in the lobby. Jamie is out there, I believe, and can show you the brochures. A little thanks pro forma for their support of this reading series. Thanks to the Arizona Humanities Council, also to the University of Arizona Foundation. Thanks to the Arizona Commission on the Arts and to the National Endowment for the Arts, from which we get our own funding for this. Now, Carl Dennis. Carl Dennis, in his own sure, humane, and unmistakably original way, has created a great body of work since the publication of his first book, A House of My Own, in the 70s. Since then have come five other volumes of poetry. His new book, Practical Gods, is forthcoming from Viking Penguin. And he also has coming out from the University of Georgia Press, a book that some of you in the MFA program may be interested in, a book called Poetry and Persuasion, which is practical essays on the art of poetry and, as Carl says, more ethos than logos, an interesting way of proceeding, based in part on Carl's work at the Warren Wilson College residency program. Thinking of Carl's work, I'm reminded of what Keats said about violets, how they would lose their beauty, he said, were they to throng into the roadway, crying out, admire me, I am a violet. Carl's poetry has steadily won him a wider audience and praise from the critics, not with sensational means or subjects, but with its technical surety, its gentleness, its crisp depiction of people who are clear-eyed and compassionate, patient and smart, ironic, without cruelty, rather like Carl himself. His is a poetry that enlarges us as readers and brings us to a more generous universe, song without artifice, learnedness without obscurity. Carl Dennis lives in Buffalo, New York. At the moment, he's in Cambridge. He teaches at the State University of New York at Buffalo, literature and creative writing. In 1970, Carl taught me American literature, 1865 to 1914, including, what we were just talking about, Samuel Clemens, William Dean Howells, and others. Carl's work has been included in Best American Poetry for 92, 93, and 97. He's been awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship, National Endowment for the Arts grant, and a residency. This is the dreamiest residency of all time, folks, at the Rockefeller Study Center in Bellagio, Italy. Most recently, he's a recipient of the Ruth Lilly Prize, which is given by Poetry Magazine, a very distinguished award. And, you know, we have no question and answer in these readings, but I'd especially like you to come tomorrow and talk to Carl in person at his colloquium, which is over there in the Swede Johnson Building, 111 North Cherry. That's that odd octagonal brick thing in room 205. That's 11 o'clock in the morning. And I think you'd be well advised to come. Let me tell you. 11:45,
Jim.
10:45 tomorrow. We're a little early because Carl's on a plane, right? Let me tell you a personal story about Carl. When I was a sophomore in college, this is at UB, as we call it, SUNY Ab, I ventured for the first time into a poetry workshop, which was incidentally run by another fine poet at Buffalo, Irving Feldman. I was totally freaked out by it, terrified. I went into one class and came out convinced that I would never be able to write poems and to hold them up to critiques in that kind of setting. And I didn't know what to do, but I'd had this professor, Carl Dennis, who taught me, as I said, Huckleberry Finn, Sister Carrie, some other things, and also a Shakespeare class once upon a time. And I went to see him. I think he was an assistant professor at the time. And I said I didn't think I could do workshop and ask if he'd consider tutoring me in poetry writing. And Carl said sure, and that went on for 3 years, that independent study, every term. We worked in his own exacting and really precise, intelligent way on the mechanics of the line, on meter and music, and on the larger questions of poetry, what its function in the culture is, what it should be, and what it does. But the big thing, and I want to give this to you as perhaps students of this, was that Carl accepted me as a young guy, as a writer, and without question. And I think this is the most important thing for people starting out. Not any particular lesson in technique, but simple acceptance, so that one may afterwards begin to accept one's own work as valid. Technique can follow this sense of self-worth and validity, but will not precede it. So it's the foundation, I think, for good teaching and for becoming a writer. So I think of Carl as giving me my true start in this work, which has now gone on for a long time. And it was a lucky break for me to find a teacher as patient and generous and gifted as Carl Dennis. And so I tell you outright that I am here tonight paying homage to my teacher and doing a little to repay this deep debt that I owe him. I'm confident also that his effect will enable you to carry on as it has me and to accept your own voice and to continue to pursue larger questions in poetry and in life. So will you welcome, please, a good man and a great poet, Carl Dennis.